my son. How was your day? Oh, wow, that's pretty hysterical.
Yeah, I laughed at it myself. My girlfriend, however, failed to see the humor. She said, her efforts at journalistic excellence have been forever compromised by my limited intellect and profound immaturity.
So you're back on the market. You'll find someone.
Dad, I was dating the editor of the school newspaper. It was a status relationship. It made me somebody special.
Oh, Eric, I think you're somebody special.
Oh, you have to. You had me and you're stuck with me.
Well, that's true. But sooner or later, love will softly sneak up on you and wrap you in its gentle embrace.
You forgot to clean out the garage.
And it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, look, George is on the cover. Oh.
Sweeney!
Is that the greatest thing you ever saw?
No.
Second greatest?
He says Sweeney!
How could this have happened?
I don't know. Molly proofread the whole thing right before... Wait a minute.
You're lying. You have no proof.
You were the last one in the newspaper office before the discs went to the printers.
Corey, did you have something to do with this?
No. I did not do this, nor did I do it.
Sweeney, it says Sweeney. I can read.
I don't understand this.
How can you know? What is there not to understand? Molly, hi.
Get out of my sight, you vermicular miscreant.
So, how's it going with Molly? There's no talking, right? She's a vicious, humorless man-killer who leaves nothing but a trail of misery and crushed hearts in her wake.
So it's okay if I call her?
Jace, I am through with women for my junior year, okay? The next time you see me about to fall in love with some beautiful, heartless bag of misery, I want you to talk me down.
You got it. And can I call her?